Opioid abuse is on the rise in Wisconsin and in the country as a whole. Opioids are highly addictive and include any drug with morphine-like effects, including prescription painkillers, things like OxyContin, and illegal drugs like heroin.
Users typically become addicted to prescription painkillers first and then move to heroin use since heroin is less expensive and easier to get than prescription painkillers. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a threefold increase in prescription opiate overdose deaths and a fivefold increase in heroin overdose deaths since the year 2000. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says that in just Milwaukee County, there's been a 600% increase in heroin overdose deaths in the last 10 years.
Another part of the state affected by increasing opiate abuse is the Oneida Nation. A new two-part series in the official newspaper of the Oneida Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin takes a look at the rise of opiate abuse.
Christopher Johnson wrote that series, and he's with us now to talk about it. He's a reporter and photographer for the Oneida newspaper, Gully Wesox. Christopher, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you very much, Veronica.
So, Christopher, for the first part of your series, you talked with a counselor for Oneida's behavioral health department. What did she share with you about what she's seeing in her work there?
Well, she goes into work on a daily basis, and this isn't just her. This is probably all 12 of the counselors that work for the tribe's behavioral health department. She arrives into work, and she has a full slate on a daily basis, and she's seeing what is typical, the largest percentage of abuse of drug of choice being alcohol, at a 60% of her caseload, but 20% comprises opiate abuse. So she has definitely noticed the upward trend in opioid pain pill abuse.
Is there any sort of pattern about who is abusing opiates at this point?
She didn't have any real breakdowns as far as names, or not names, but as far as like age groups or anything of that to that extent. It's pretty much a societal issue that we're seeing here because we're so close to the city of Green Bay that a lot of the problems do overlap both municipalities. But she is seeing a steady increase, as are the other counselors.
And what does opiate addiction look like on the Oneida Reservation? Any different than it might anywhere else in the country?
Well, they're noticing an increase in that. Over the years, like I mentioned before, alcohol will probably always be the larger issue here. Marijuana abuse will always remain pretty high as well. But they have noticed since about 2005, 2006, when heroin began to become a problem in the Brown County area, Green Bay in particular, there was a lot of overlap in the two municipalities, and there has been a steady increase.
What kind of treatment options are available for the Oneida community on reservations?
Well, fortunately, we've been one of the more lucrative financially, fiscally tribes in the state of Wisconsin. So we actually have the proactive ability and the means to provide services to our tribal membership if an individual does feel that they're having issues or addiction or substance abuse issues. They can certainly approach the behavioral health department for treatment.
And what kind of warning signs are there that a loved one, a friend, might be abusing their prescriptions?
Well, a lot of the symptoms do mimic other forms of substance abuse issues. You'll see irritability. You'll see people lack of sleep, things of that nature, where they're just not able to function as a normal person would.
Now, you said that people on the reservation seeing an increase. Is this a new problem, or is this one that's just now just sort of starting to spike maybe?
They're beginning to see the increases, I would say, over the past 10 years. The behavioral health department itself has noticed that increase as well. Unfortunately, they don't have solid numbers, blanket numbers over the years, because they didn't have the means or the ability to track it at that time. There is a system being implemented at this point right now where they are attempting to actually break everything down and get numbers. But on an individual basis, the counselors are noticing that upward trend.
Is opiate addiction treated differently on the reservation than it might be with, say, marijuana, or you mentioned alcohol abuse? How is it handled?
To my knowledge, it's actually handled pretty much the same as it would in any other community. Again, there's no real racial delineating line that separates one racial group from another as far as how they are treated. It's treated pretty much the same way as it would in any other community.
In terms of the treatment that we're talking about, are there enough resources to go around? Is the help available? Or with the increase in cases, is it getting harder to be seen and be helped?
unfortunately, like I mentioned before, Oneida itself, being one of the larger tribes in the state of Wisconsin, we do have the fiscal ability to treat our membership with the increase of gaming funding that we've had in the past 20 years. We've been able to proactively, instead of just punitively, deal with issues or addiction issues. So people do have that option and that ability out there. Unfortunately, people going through some type of substance abuse issue don't often always just proactively go and seek help. They usually end up having to wait until there's some type of life crisis or that they're experiencing so much pain that they're forced into some type of treatment facility. So the help is there. It's definitely there for employees of the tribe as well. We do have an employee assistance program that's also proactively helping employees that may be suffering from addiction issues.
Now, in this series of years, you're focusing on the Oneida tribe. Do you have a sense about whether this is being mirrored in other tribes across the state?
Like I mentioned before, the Oneida, we are pretty fortunate that we have the ability to deal with these issues. I can't actively speak about other tribes, the other 10 tribes in Wisconsin. From a law enforcement perspective, I do know that they formed a Native American Drug Gang Initiative back in 2007, which is multi-jurisdictional, which encompasses all tribes in the state of Wisconsin. So from a law enforcement perspective, they're actively actually working together to combat issues with gangs, with the influx of drugs, things of that nature.
We're talking with Christopher Johnson right now. He wrote a series for the Oneida newspaper, Galiwisox, looking at opiate abuse among the Oneida tribe. And you talked a little bit there about the Native American Drug and Gang Initiative and how they're working cooperatively. How has that changed things?
Well, it has actually helped quite a bit. There have been a number of cases where individuals may be wanted for specific issues, such as gang issues or drug issues, where this person may be wanted for something, and in the past, that person could actually move from one reservation to another reservation in the hopes of evading arrest. And now with the Native American Drug and Gang Initiative, NADGI as it's called, they're actually federally mandated and able to actually cross jurisdictions and work cooperatively on different reservations to help stem this problem.
What does that do for keeping track of what's happening in terms of seizures and also other aspects of this problem?
Well, that's a very good question. Prior to 2007, actually probably 2010 or 2011, law enforcement didn't always have the ability to break down and write those numbers down, actually have solid numbers. But based upon what I've able to gather since 2011, I came across some very interesting statistics that showed pain pill arrests as well as marijuana seizures actually dropped, but with the NADGI task force, they've actually had a number of increases in various drugs. Heroin arrests, for instance, jumped by 100%, cocaine jumped by 110%, and methamphetamines skyrocketed by 269% from 2012 to 2015.
So looking at this reporting then, Do you have an idea about whether what we're looking at here is really represents a true increase in opiate abuse or whether you're just getting a better handle on the real numbers?
At this point, what I was able to gather from behavioral health, they're actually seeing a steady increase in the number of people that are actually coming in for treatment, whether those people are proactively seeking it or if they're being forced into treatment, that we don't know. However, the law enforcement numbers suggest a drop. That isn't necessarily the case because there is so much overlapping between the communities of Green Bay and Oneida. There's so much interaction between the two communities that their law enforcement, NADGI task force in particular, are pretty convinced that the problem is increasing.
And what have you come across as to why that might be?
Well, the increase in gang activity with not just the Oneida Reservation, but in the Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin as well, plays a big role in that. There's a lot of, we're on a major highway, 43 north and 41 north from the larger cities, they call them source cities of Milwaukee and Chicago, that also source through Madison up to Green Bay. So that's a big part of the problem right there, are gangs that are actually sending and bringing these drugs up to the area.
And you have a section of your piece that looks specifically at Native American gangs. What role do they play, and are they usually standalones, or are they affiliated with other groups?
A lot of them are affiliated with other groups. The Najee Task Force did take down a gang about 2 or 3 years ago, but there are gangs that are specifically geared as Native American. And those gangs obviously have the ability to move in and out of the communities with much greater ease than, say, an outsider would. So it certainly causes a problem for law enforcement. Again, the chief of police wanted to be very clear that we're not being overrun by drug gangs, and we're not being overrun by gangsters and things like that. But it is a problem, and it is increasing. And we wanted to increase community awareness of the situation.
And it sounds like with this cooperation going on in the past, someone from one of these Native American gangs or a gang working in the area might be able to flee to, say, another reservation. It sounds like that's maybe being curtailed.
That is absolutely what is happening. I did speak with a Najee Task Force commander who is in charge of the unit, and he told me that that was their number one goal and initiative, was to actually make it next to impossible for members to flee to other communities if they're being involved in some type of criminal activity, such as robbery, drugs, gangs, that sort of thing. So the issue is being looked at very closely, and it is being dealt with very proactively.
Christopher, we'll leave it there. Thank you.
All right, Veronica, thank you very much for having me.
That's Christopher Johnson, reporter and photographer for the Oneida newspaper, Gully Wesox. He was with us to talk about his two-part series on the rise of opiate abuse in the Oneida community.